It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Rembrandts, that famous song there from the TV show Friends. You remember that one, Tom, or you didn't watch that
one? I was not a Friends fan,
I'm
really.
Not
I mean, I'd seen a bits and pieces of some Friends, but it was never my favorite.
Pivot.
Yeah, exactly. Pivot. I know all the shtick that goes with it, but I never watched it. It was just not my thing.
There was a block when I was in college. It was 2 hours of Simpsons, Friends. It was the best 2 hours of TV.
Simpsons, ever. I liked.
Yes.
I'm a little bit more of a South Park fan than Simpsons fan because I find it a little edgier. About the same humor, but and social commentary, just a little edgier.
Clearly, you have the...
But I'm not allowed to watch it in the house because my wife cannot stand the sound of the boys' voices, so...
Speaking of wives,
speaking of wives, you do have one. You have a very nice wife.
I do.
She's one of my favorite people.
She's coming...
Despite the fact she is a principal.
She is.
She's an elementary school principal. I was very scared of elementary school principals because...
You should have been. You should be.
Well, I should... I was and I am. So, yes, but... Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So Kimberly Kirkman, that's my bride. She's the new principal at Oakland Terrace School for the Performing Arts. And you've brought with you what's your title, Brian?
Assistant administrator.
You're going to have to get a little closer to that.
Yeah.
It's assistant administrator.
Yes, sir.
All right. You've been there how long?
Oh, a year and a half.
Year and a half. Wow, this sounds scary. So new principal, you've been there a year and a half. All right, it'll work.
Do you have a lot of scary tales to tell her?
Oh, of course not. It's
of
a great
course not.
Okay. So much fun.
Well, as you know, if you listen to the show at all, you know, we like to bring in folks from the community, especially to talk about any kind of events that are going on. We have a fondness here for our public schools anyway, particularly the lower performing ones, the Title I schools. A lot of good publicity goes out there for the schools that are doing really well and the schools with the kids that are doing all this really great stuff. And we often overlook some of the kids who are they just have a rough situation. It's not that they're not smart. Mm-hmm. It's a tough situation. So we're talking a little bit about Oakland Terrace. So before we talk about why y'all are here, which we're going to have a work day. We talked about that in the show in the last week or so. We'll talk about that in a bit. But tell us a little bit about the school. You know, how many students are there? How old's the school? How old is the school? You know, what are we looking at for a school?
Well,
either one of you.
We can just kind of go back and forth. But Oakland Terrace, currently we've got about 310 students. And like you said, it's a Title I school. And so all of the students are coming in, are receiving free lunch and free breakfast because they are... you know, economically disadvantaged. And so they definitely come in with their own set of issues and things that we're trying to help, social issues as well as oftentimes some academic issues as well.
So we talk about this in the K-12 world of free and reduced lunch, and there's a percentage. And what's the percentage for Oakland Terrace?
Oakland Terrace is considered 100%.
Wow.
Can you, just because... Obviously, I'm not an educator. Could you explain what is Title I? Scott bandies that about a bit, but it's not in the normal lexicon, I don't believe. Could you explain what Title I means?
It's a federal program that assists low socioeconomic schools with funding so they can run their daily operations.
And how significant is that funding from the federal government for a Title I school?
It makes up a pretty significant amount of our funding for our school.
Okay.
We receive about $272,000 from the federal government. Unfortunately, there's only certain things that it can be spent on. Mm-hmm. We choose to spend it on people and hands inside the classroom, providing small group instruction as well as additional teachers.
Okay. And the free and reduced lunch program, is that also a federal program or is that a state program?
It's a federal program. There are a few schools here in the district that receive totally free breakfast and lunch, and Oakland Terrace is one of them.
Okay.
Wow.
So, to put this in, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. This is probably one of the most critical elementary schools then in the district. Would that be true? Because you're dealing with people that are really not starting from the same starting line that the rest of the young people in the district would be starting from. Was that an accurate statement?
I agree with that statement. Unfortunately, there are multiple schools in our same situation.
Wow.
The trend seems to be going that way.
How many Title I schools do we have in your district?
I believe we have about 16 to 18 right now.
Wow.
And there's only, what, 40-something schools in the district?
And that ranges from 66% free and reduced to 100. And like I said, Oakland Terrace, and there are a few others in the district as well that are 100% free and reduced.
Well, we talk about this a lot in the education circle as well, that students don't learn if they're hungry. Unfortunately, I think there's parts of our society, particularly those probably within the government sector, that have a hard time recognizing that. But it's true.
We've had people on from the backpacking program and stuff like that to talk about why they do that. I mean, why do NGOs spend a lot of time working on things like backpack programs for sending food home with students on a Friday so that they have something to eat over the weekend? A lot of us can't really wrap our head around what it would be like to be, you know, 10 years old, and when you leave school, you might well be leaving the only place to get something to eat until you come back to school on Monday morning. I mean, I love kids liking to go to school, but that is a terrible reason to want to go back to school.
Yep. It is 9:15. We've got the administrative team here from Oakland Terrace Elementary School. We're going to just keep kind of picking apart the school and plan that we've got to do a little work day over there to spruce up the campus a little bit. We'll keep some music rolling along. The Beach Boys coming up in just a moment on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Programming at WKGC.
That's the Hathaway Bridge song there from Simon and Garfunkel. Feeling groovy.
No.
59th
Street. That would be the 98th Street Bridge song. That's not quite, it's close, but no cigar.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Yeah, feeling groovy. You can walk across the bridge.
You'd be feeling boiled.
Probably. It's hot outside.
It's a long bridge, and it's probably, no shade on that bridge.
Don't know currently what the temperature is, but it's hot out
hot.
There. We have weather. Yeah, what's it feel like? You were last out there, sir.
Yeah, we could send Brandon. Why don't we send Brandon out onto the deck to find out what the weather's like?
Actually, it says it's 90 or 78 degrees right now, so it can't be that
bad. Feels
like
the 90s.
Heat index is 81. We'll check in with News 13's Anthony Peoples for a look at your weather forecast coming up here in just a few minutes at right around 9:30. In the meantime, we have in the studio the administrative team from Oakland Terrace Elementary School on Frankfort and 15th, 12th. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Kimberly Kirkman, who I know pretty well. She's my wife, my boss, and also Brian's boss as the administrator.
She is an elementary school principal. She's basically the boss in whatever room she walks into. That's just the attitude these people
That's
have.
That's right.
I mean, it really is. It's a survival mechanism.
You know, you can
I
roll
understand.
Your eyes, but I
She's
can
rolling
still
her eyes at me.
Now, we left off before the last break. We're just kind of unpacking just the issues with a Title I school and what you face at a school. I mean, because the school grades came out, it's a C, which is good. I mean, we're glad that it's a C, but that's not obviously where we want to be. We don't want our kids to have C's on the report cards. Mm-hmm. I don't want that kid over there to have a C on her report card. Brandon, I don't want you to have a C on your report card.
No
either.
C's, Brandon.
C's. So, when we're talking about school grades, we'd like it to be better. I mean, but there's a lot of challenges. What are some of the challenges in a school such as Oakland Terrace to move it from a D to a C to a C to a B and such as that? I mean, what are some of the challenges that you guys face?
Well, some of the challenges are, you mentioned earlier that a lot of the kids that come to us first day, they do not come prepared for school. They don't have, a lot of them don't attend a pre-K or a daycare that teaches them the basic foundations of even reading. They don't know their letters, they don't know their sounds, and so we're kind of starting not at the same place that a lot of schools are. Most parents do their best and they try to teach their kids the numbers and the letters and sounds and even basic sight words before they come to school, and many of ours do not. The hunger that you mentioned earlier is a huge piece. Just about every teacher I know stocks their room full of snacks and things for hungry kids, and with Pop-Tarts and peanut butter crackers, just because you can't learn if you're hungry. And the other issue is there's a lot of trauma that these students have seen in their lives. They They often have seen many crises, situations, and, you know, they just really are looking to school as that safety and security zone. And so that normally is where they, like you said, get fed every day, and they find people there that love them no matter what and are willing to believe in them.
Well, I mean, you've been the principal at other Title I schools before, so you've seen some of this. This is not, as they say, your first rodeo. So, you know, what are some of the, in generic sense, you know, what are some of the stories and situations that you see that these kids have? You know, what's the parental involvement, or is there a parental involvement at all?
Parental involvement is usually quite low. It's not that the parents necessarily don't want to help their child. It's that they either don't know how to, or maybe they had a really bad experience at school. And so oftentimes they kind of are not sure that we're all on the same page. And, you know, one story in particular, just last year, I had a little boy come to school, and he comes to school dirty, didn't have clean clothes, and he shared with us that he can't sleep at night because the cats are always trying to eat all the rats at night, and he hears them eating them and chasing them. And so, you know, when you're not sleeping at night and you're living in an issue like that, then it's going to be very difficult to come to school and learn.
Yeah.
And I know Brian's probably had several other issues quite like that at Oakland Terrace as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think just like us as parents, they're all trying to do their best. They come from situations where school is a safe haven for them, and we want to create a safe, nurturing environment for these students because their home lives are way more difficult than ours. So we just want to provide that safe environment for them.
You know, what do you communicate to the teachers when you start a new school year, or when you're bringing in and hiring a new teacher, maybe one who's never worked at a Title I school, about how to interact with these students? And I mean, is there a coaching process? Or is it just throw them in and hope for the best? Or do you share with them, you know, these are, you don't want to, because I know you don't want to treat the kids different, because they're normal kids, and you want to treat them like normal kids, or they just have different circumstances. Do you share that with the teachers?
We strongly believe that there's no significant learning that can take place without a significant relationship. So we want to focus on building relationships with these students so that they know they're in a safe, nurturing environment and can take those steps to learn. Because without that relationship, there won't be any learning.
Sure.
And I would like to say that, you know, teaching is difficult no matter if you're teaching kids that come prepared. But just coming a Title I teacher is just steps beyond that, in that they not only come and prepare them academically, but they have a heart for those students. I haven't met a Title I teacher yet that, like I said, doesn't go out of their way every day to do what's best for kids, whether that's coming out of their own pocketbook or just staying extra. You know, they're providing free tutoring, they're providing clothes, they're washing clothes for students. They're really going above and beyond, and often they're the unsung heroes of working with these kids every day.
Well, and you're mentioning clothing, and we've talked about this a lot already, but one of the events that's going on through this area is through the Panama City Rescue Mission, and it's called Clothes for Kids. It's a back-to-school ministry where they ask for people to donate school uniforms, jeans, underwear, tennis shoes, socks, belts, whatever. And this is to help out kids just like you're talking about, the kids who are in most need here in Bay County, because it's, I mean, we're doing this back-to-school thing already. We've got to get uniforms for our kids. We've got to get all of the school supplies, and it's a task, and, you know, we're not in that kind of need. If you have those items, though, you can drop them off in several locations here in Panama City: the Bargain Center on 6th Street in downtown Panama City, all Innovations Federal Credit Union branches, and Gulf Power offices, and it's your chance to help out neediest kids here in Bay County before school starts, and you can do that up until August the 10th. But I'm quite certain that if you come up on August 11th, somebody will find a place somewhere for these clothes and such to go.
I suspect.
Yeah. We're coming up right here on 9:30. We've got Anthony Peoples on deck for a look at that weather forecast. And before we take that break, I'll mention that some of our programming today is sponsored in part by Sweet Bay. Sweet Bay is a bayfront village in Panama City designed to inspire natural and relaxed living with a dash of southern charm. The Sweet Bay community features parks, walking trails to the water, a future town center, and a whole lot more. If you'd like some more information about the Sweet Bay community, give them a call, 844-35-SWEET, or go online to sweetbayfl.com. 90.7 WKGC, a trip back to the 80s for all of us in the Sugar Hill Gang.
Mm-hmm.
I guess really one of the first real rap songs.
Certainly one of the early commercial successes, yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Before it was filthy. Not all of it's filthy.
Not all of it's filthy, but it's... Ooh.
Oh, we've shut him off down there.
He moved over to another microphone on me. So
We're talking today with the administrators of Oakland Terrace Elementary School, and just one to just shed a light on the school. You don't hear a lot about Oakland Terrace in the news one way or the other, really. At least I don't. But would like to change that. That's why you're here today. The biggest media powerhouse in Bay County. All right, 100,000 watts here in Studio A, right, Tommy?
That is correct.
Yeah, in HD, so we look better and sound better. So, but
wait a minute, we look better?
Well, yeah, some of us do.
Have you? Okay,
yeah.
That's why. Why are there no cameras in here if we look all that good?
Because the other Brandon won't give them to us yet.
Oh, okay.
I've asked for them. We can go Facebook Live. It's a whole other story, though. You know, as you were taking the job over, one of the thoughts I had was just looking at the campus. It just needed a little bit of love. And I know you have one custodian who's in charge of the entire campus. Brian, you've been there longer. You know how large the campus is? It's pretty spread out.
It is a pretty spread out campus. It was built in the 50s. And I believe there's been a new roof since then.
Sure.
A new cafeteria. And a newer kindergarten and first grade building, but the other buildings are original to the campus.
Right.
So it definitely needs some TLC. And we would appreciate any help that we could get because, like you said, we have one guy running, and we try to help out as much as we can, but it gets away from us a little.
It's tough.
So if I wanted to volunteer to help, what could I do? How would I go about that? What would I do? Can you give me an out
question?
Well, no, you're here for the I'm here to ask the questions. You're supposed to answer them.
Well,
we discussed this earlier.
Saturday, August 5th, we're going to have a campus cleanup day where we're looking for some volunteers to come out. And if you would rather work outside, we've got some things you can do outside. If you like the air conditioning, because we know that Florida sun can be a little hot. We have some things you can do in the air conditioning as well. We're going to have a little bit of something to do for everybody. So any support you can provide would be
give me an idea if I show up there. Suppose I want to work outside because I'm a rugged outdoorsman. What would I be doing?
If you'd prefer to work outside, we'd ask you to bring some lawn tools with you. You could edge. You could weed eat. You could mow.
You got some pressure
trim
washing.
Some trees. You could pressure wash.
And I've already gotten.
You could paint.
We're doing this on through also a program here on campus called Gulf Coast Cares or Commodore Cares, and so we've sent it out to the faculty and staff, and we try to get out into the community, and they make up all these hours. But somebody's already asked me if they could get in early to start pressure washing because she loves to pressure wash.
Wow. Absolutely.
She finds it cathartic. I'm like, all right, well, that's you know, I'm sure we can figure out something.
Do you need pressure washers? Should we bring pressure washers?
Absolutely.
Should we bring extension cords for the pressure washers and stuff like that?
Please. Okay. Any supplies that you think would be needed, we could definitely use. And if you want to get in early.
We're starting at what time?
We're going to start at 8 that
okay.
morning.
Okay, 8 o'clock.
But if you want to come earlier, let me know, because Ms. Kirkman tends to leave her keys. and I will be more than glad to come and let you in.
That's right, yes. So there's a lot of stuff to do on the inside. I mean, what kinds of projects do you have going on inside?
On the inside, we've got some painting in some of the hallways that need to be done, and that is in some air-conditioned areas. We also have a lot of books that need to be delivered to classrooms. We have some teachers that have transferred over, and all of their things are sitting in the dance room, the dance studio at Oakland Terrace, and it needs to go to their classes. So just a lot of delivery. It's going to be, like I said, though, some painting. We will find something for you to do.
Dusting,
yes.
Cleaning, sweeping, whatever it
getting
is.
Getting classrooms ready, just all we can, because, I mean, even if you drive by right now, we've you know, there's just so much outside that you can hardly even see the sign from trees that are overgrown,
right,
and things of that nature. So it's just, it's way too much for one person to be expected to get a whole school ready for school.
Well, and I always think that it's important that if the students and the parents have pride in what they, where they're coming into, they're proud of what they've got, that perhaps, I mean, that's a first step into performing better, I hope, anyway.
Well, the other thing is, as we were talking about Title I schools and what they mean, this is also a chance for our community to help a Title I school. And if we have, make the school look better, the students will take some more pride in the school, in
sure,
their school and what they're doing. So this is, this is help on several levels. So if you want to get a, if you want to get, as my mother would say, a star in your crown, good opportunity to give it a shot. Come out and lend a hand at
Oakland
Terrace. Or two.
Or a lawnmower.
Or a lawnmower.
Or a weed
or
eater.
Or a weed eater.
Paintbrush.
Or a pressure
paintbrush.
Washer.
Yeah.
A paintbrush. A roller.
A dusting
a
rag.
A roller tray. A dusting rag. A vacuum cleaner. I think there's lots you can probably bring.
Even weed killer. We've got some weeds that need some help. So.
And or just, yes, just bring some weed killer.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you take a drive by, it's a, it is a nice, it's a large campus,
mm-hmm,
and there's several things I think that could be done, and perhaps this is something that we try to do again. But it needs a little love.
Mm-hmm. You would say, looking at it, it has a nice retro look, except it wasn't retro when it was built.
That's
it's
right.
Just old at this point. But yes, it does look like a pretty 1950s school. It really does. From the outside, you look at it and you go, hey, that looks just like some of the buildings on Gulf
Where
Coast.
Where you went to school?
Well, yeah, but they were new when I went there, and they were 50s. So
yeah, exactly.
I realize I was there when they developed that architecture.
That's right.
So I know you have one custodian on a regular, I mean, just a regular cycle of mowing the grass. Does he have to do all of that by himself? Does the district provide any assistance?
No, he's a one-man shop.
One-man shop.
Between cleaning rooms,
wow,
moving furniture, keeping up the grounds, emptying garbage, it's his job.
Wow.
He cleans the cafeteria for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, once school starts,
trash
that
up, I mean,
cafeteria becomes a full-time job. He tries to get the,
wow,
the yard mowed in the mornings weekly.
Well, there goes my thought of applying for a job at that school.
Yeah, I
that's
mean,
an awful lot of work.
We're always accepting volunteers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Brandon?
Yes.
He'll give you a little experience and, you know, it'll put a couple of
stars
in your crowns. There you go. I can get
maybe
it right.
It could open up opportunities in the future.
Perhaps. Maybe.
Fill up that car.
But definitely something that the community can get involved in. I mean, you have, there is a community that is around there. I mean, what I would love to see is the community around the school to jump in and help participate. And maybe that'll help prime that a little bit. But that's August the 5th. We'll start at 8 o'clock, you said. And we'll go until it's done.
Yep.
Maybe till noon.
We're saying till noon, and that way, if you know, if you've had your fill, you can leave at noon. Actually, you can
we
leave
will
whatever,
lock the gates.
But,
we'll
if
lock
you've had
gates.
Your fill sooner, you can leave sooner. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure once you get in there and you see the character of the school and the people and how hard they work, you'll want to stay and help us out.
I think it'll be a good time. Let's take a another break. We've got some El DeBarge right now. It's Who's Johnny?
Who is Johnny?
Do you remember the movie that came from?
Yeah.
What movie was it?
Was that Johnny? Nope.
Nope. Short Circuit. He named the robot, named
Johnny
himself
Five.
Johnny Five.
Johnny Five.
Yeah,
there
yeah, that's
it
where
it
got its fame from.
Another throwback to the
exactly.
80s.
9:44 is the time. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Some country music on The Mix this morning. Sammy Kershaw, Don't Go Near the Water. That's what we tell the kiddos. And Brandon, the water out here in the pond, don't go near it either.
Don't.
You should not swim in it.
No, please stop swimming in the pond
out
here, Brandon.
Turn his microphone on.
Hmm?
You should turn his microphone on.
It is on.
It's not.
Check.
He's barely on.
Well, I
he's
don't know.
Softly
why
spoken.
Why does he change microphones in the middle of the...
That's what he does.
Keep you on your toes.
So we're talking with the administrative team for Oakland Terrace School for the Visual and Performing Arts on 12th Street in Frankfort here in Panama City. Title I school, we're doing a work day on August the 5th, starting at 8 o'clock, and we'll let you go when the gates open and we're done, right? We'll lock it all up. But you were talking about some of the needs. If you can't come to the school and you'd like to help out, what are some things that some folks could do? What do you need?
Well, any kind of supplies, you know, we were kind of joking, but not really, about some weeds.
Weed killer.
Weed killer. Paintbrushes, paint. Cleaning materials, cleaning supplies, those
sure.
sorts of things. would be great. Maybe you have a lot of water sitting around and you'd like to donate water for those that are working.
So that would be good.
Lots of different.
Or perhaps you're a business owner and you would just like to support something like this by donating some paintbrushes or paint or the money to buy any of those.
Snacks for the volunteers would be nice.
That's always good, especially
snacks
since
for
I'm
Brian.
Volunteer.
Snacks for Brian, that's at work too.
Brian, give us the phone number if they want to get in touch with the school.
850-767-4565.
Yeah, and so a lot of things needed. Like we said, you have one guy. His name's James, right?
Yep.
James is the guy for the campus.
James is the man.
When I found that out, I mean, I was surprised to see at what level of work he's able to do just with himself, by himself.
So we're basically going to go out there and spend a day getting James a head start on the school year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's...
And he will most appreciate it.
I know if I was doing that job, I'd really appreciate it, that's for sure.
You know, if you come out and you just love helping him out, he'll be willing to accept your help throughout the year as well.
Well, and that brings up one other thing, and we wanted to talk real briefly about the mentorship program. It's through Elevate Bay, and Bay District Schools is part of that, and that's going out to volunteering to actually have a one-on-one relationship with a student. And I'm going to do it, and I started to fill out the application. One, it's close by, but also, you know, Kimberly's there, so I wanted to go to Oakland Terrace. Oakland Terrace isn't on the list.
Right.
So we have to write it in.
So Oakland Terrace, what we're hearing is that we're not on the list specifically named out just because discipline numbers were much improved last year.
And good job, Brian.
So we do thank Brian and him getting in there last year and really helping out and setting up some procedures and those sorts of things. And just once again, really working with the relationships with kids and with teachers and kids. But that definitely does not mean in any way that we do not need mentors in Oakland Terrace. Those students very much, you know, thrive on that, and it's very much a big deal that there's someone out there that's cheering for them.
Yeah, sometimes all it takes is a positive role model, someone who has a good experience with education, because more than likely our students oftentimes don't have a positive role model with a positive educational experience. So somebody who can come in from the community and just support them and talk to them and let them vent and show them that education does truly matter and it will make a difference in their lives.
Absolutely. And we're going to get some more information about the mentorship program in general, so we can find out, you know, get people more involved with that. But in the meantime, you won't find Oakland Terrace on the list. There's a blank for other. You can write that in, and you'll be more than happy. I'm assuming you have to sign off on some of these folks.
We would love to have as many as possible. And like I said, you can go as extreme as you want. Some people can just come and just sit through lunch with the child once a week or every other week, and that really means a lot to them.
Are you going to let me in?
I'm going to let you
okay,
in,
okay, good. I appreciate that.
We have a strict screening process for spouses.
Well, yeah, I imagine. They might even let Tom in. You can pass the background check. It's a little sketchy.
Because of the witness protection thing, there is no background.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I, for whatever reason, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
But thank you all for coming in. Oakland Terrace, we're doing a work day on August the 5th starting at 8 o'clock. If you can't help out physically, there's other things that you can do. Give the school a call, 850-767-4565, and somebody in the front office will be there. Brian will answer the phone or, you know, whoever. But we'll get you the information that you need. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Mix. We're going to wind up this hour of music with The Who and My Generation on 90.7 WKGC.